That is Giving Tuesday. It's a day where after Black Friday and Small Business Saturday and Cyber Monday, it's a day to take what you got left over and give it to a charity. So, and we're talking to one of the great ones here in Sault Ste. Marie, the Chippewa County Community Foundation, and Debbie Jones is on the phone. Debbie, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mark. How are you?
I'm excellent. Excellent. Here we are into December already here in 2020. It's almost over this year, which I think a lot of people are kind of happy about. So
let's just hope, keep our fingers crossed that 2021 is a little bit better than 2020.
I hope so.
Yeah,
I sure hope
so. I'll have to say 2020 is in hindsight, I guess.
For sure. Now, that's one of the interesting things. Let's start there. You know, how has 2020 affected what you do with the Chippewa County Community Foundation this year?
Well, you know, Mark, surprisingly, we have had a lot of support this year. You know, the Community Foundation, we're kind of a hard nonprofit to explain. We're not just one cause. We're not just, you know, like hospice has a particular cause mm-hmm. that everybody can understand, or, you know, the Girl Scouts or Boy Scouts.
Sure.
We are an organization that supports so many different causes. We actually have 104 different causes, different charitable funds that we support here. And we're like the fiduciary for all of these different charitable funds. So, for example, you know, I used hospice as an example of people understand that. Well, what we have here at the Community Foundation is we have an endowment fund for hospice. Mm-hmm. And an endowment fund means that the original gift is never spent. It's just the earnings that are given to hospice year after year, basically for perpetuity. So we're this organization kind of behind the organizations that are supporting them and providing funding for them on an ongoing basis year after year. So it's a very, like I said, it's kind of hard to explain and wrap your head around.
Sure.
But we do have our fingers in so many different charitable causes within our community. We manage 41 different scholarships in our community and give out close to $100,000 every year in scholarship funding.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people who want to leave a legacy, let's say, and so they'll establish a scholarship either in memory of a loved one, or there we have like different family type scholarships. So we work very closely with all the schools within Chippewa County on their scholarship programs. We also support special projects that are occurring in our community. Kind of a recent example, Kevin Pomeroy and his crew were wanting to build a new building, like a locker room, concession stand, bathrooms up at the Ball Diamonds.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of a one-time project. So we were, again, we were the fiduciary, the holder of all the funds, and helped them with all of their fundraising to raise the money needed, and now the building is up. So we have such a wide net that we throw out and support in our community, and we're really hoping that people today, if they go to our website, which is just ChippewaCountyCommunityFoundation.org, they look at all of the different things that they support, that something will resonate with them, and they'll want to make a contribution to one of our many different charitable causes that we support. So, and then too, if what we do is we work with donors who want to, like just recently this summer, we worked with some donors that wanted to support students going into the STEM field, the mm-hmm. science, technology, engineering, and math field. And they established an endowment fund with us and funded it. And this particular scholarship, now called Emily and Frank Smitty Scholarship, will provide a student from Chippewa County with a $40,000
wow.
scholarship. That $40,000 is paid over 4 years, but every year we'll get to award this $40,000 STEM scholarship to a student from our community. This year it was Nina Elpers that got the scholarship, and she's going to Grand Valley for pre-med. So we also work with the Parker family, which we all love the Parkers at Parker Hardware, worked with them to establish an endowment fund that will support youth-related projects in our community. Worked with Denny Doherty. If anybody knows Denny Doherty, he was the science teacher at Sioux High for years. Great community person. And he wanted to support science projects going forward. So established a K-12 science endowment fund, which will provide annual funding every year forever for science projects within our community at the through the Sioux schools. So many different things we do. One of the ones our most recent one is the David Lesk First Responders Memorial Fund. And David Lesk was a gentleman that lived here. He made his career as a police officer here in Sault Ste. Marie, retired as a local Sioux police officer, and then he moved to Virginia, where he had a second career within governmental, I'm not sure if it's quite CIA, but he did some additional police-type work in Virginia. Unfortunately, about 4 years ago, he was hit by a semi-truck and died. And he was part of this motorcycle club out in Virginia, and they wanted to leave a legacy for him. So they established this David Lesk First Responders Endowment Fund with us to help anybody within the first responder community in Sault Ste. Marie or in Chippewa County that maybe have fallen on hard times. So our causes are so varied, and we work directly with individuals. If they want to set up an endowment fund, we'll work with them to create something that's important to them. So, again, it's hard to explain us in just 30 seconds.
No, that's fine. And that's kind of the cool thing about your organization, because you are involved in like the big projects like the one up at Malcolm building that building, or something as simple as a $500 scholarship to somebody at Sioux High. I mean, it runs the whole gamut, and it really does touch so many different areas of the community. It's great.
Yeah, and like I said, we work directly with, if you want to just give to one of our existing funds, that's great. That's what we want you to do. But if you really have something that's important to you, get a hold of us, and we'll work with you to establish a fund that is going to meet the needs of, like I said, a passion that you have or something that's very important to you.
So the Cliff Note version of going through that, if somebody was listening and saying, gee, I'd like to maybe create a scholarship for somebody going into nursing or something like that, and I want to do a $500 scholarship to a Sioux school student who's going to go into the nursing career, what would be that process to set it up?
Basically, what would ask is that you contact us. I like to have a conversation with the person to find out really what do they want to do, what are they trying to accomplish, and if nursing is it, it's really not that difficult of a process. We identify, if it's nursing, do you want it to be available to all the schools in Chippewa County or just a certain school? What kind of criteria do they have to have, a minimum GPA? So we work with you to design a program, and I like to do that face-to-face. I think face-to-face is still the best way of working. Right now we have done some via Zoom, and I guess that's as close as face-to-face as you can get in 2020.
At least you get to see the face, right? Yeah.
Yeah, and then once we know what you want, we put it in an agreement. We have a legal agreement that we established. You sign it and fund it. We do require, before we allow for annual granting of the fund, it does have to have a minimum balance of $5,000.
Right.
But we do work with donors. Let's say they can't fund the whole $5,000, or they're going to do some fundraising. We can start it with something less. Mm-hmm. It's just that the balance does need to get to $5,000 before we start granting out scholarships. So we've worked with one of the groups we work with a lot are different classes. And when I say classes, like graduating class. So we have the Class of 68 Memorial Fund. We have mm-hmm. the Class of 65 Memorial Fund, or scholarship, I mean. We have the Class of 69 scholarship. So we just, you know, every year they'd have, or every 5 years when they'd have a class reunion, mm-hmm. they'd raise some money, add it to their fund, and then once it reached $5,000, we started giving out scholarships in honor of that particular class. So we really are, we can provide a very detailed scholarship or endowment fund that is unique to what the donor wants. Mm-hmm. Now, it does have to be for a charitable cause.
Sure.
We can't set up the Debbie Jones, you know, annual
the Debbie Jones annual
fund.
Christmas shopping fund,
it's
right?
It's not a charitable fund. Maybe it should be, but it's, the IRS does not like that.
Yeah, right,
so
yeah.
It does have to be for a charitable purpose, but mm-hmm. we really will help the donor design a charitable giving fund that they want. Mm-hmm. So it's very hands-on. It's very, we communicate with them, what do you want, and then we work with them. So it's, except we're very different than a lot of the charities out
sure.
there.
Talking to Debbie Jones from the Chippewa County Community Foundation, another one of the really visible programs that you were involved with is the all the banners downtown with the various military people and everything. Talk a little bit about that.
Oh, my gosh. That was a project like nothing I've ever been involved in.
Mm-hmm.
At the time, Abby Baker was our, what we call our YAC leader, and YAC stands for Youth Advisory Council. One of the things, we have a very large endowment fund that's just for youth-related projects,
mm-hmm.
and that funding came from the Kellogg Foundation, and one of the criteria was that you have to have a YAC. And what a YAC is a group, we work with students, high school students, and we teach them about community service, volunteering, philanthropy. They are responsible for grant making. And one of the things we started, I think it was 4 or 5 years ago, is we took the students on a service trip. And the first one was to Guatemala. I took 16 kids, local kids, to Guatemala on a service trip. Mm-hmm. And then we went to the Dominican. And these are not easy trips. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because the veteran banners, it started out the first year as a fundraiser for the students to go on their service learning trip. Well, when Abby brought the idea to me, I'll be honest with you and all your listeners, I figured, maybe we would sell, 25...
Sure.
banners, because they were $200 a piece,
mm-hmm.
and so when in 6 weeks we sold 150 banners, and I was so thrilled with that, and thought, okay, we got the 150 banners, right? And then they went up, and once people saw them, then we were like inundated with requests for more. So we talked about it, and we're like, okay, well, let's open up another 150 spots. Those sold out in 6 days.
Mm-hmm.
And so now we have 300 banners up. And then, again, once those went up, we were inundated again with more requests. And so we then opened it up and we sold another 120 banners. But we ran out of room. I mean, we don't have any more room to put them up.
Right.
And we now have a waiting list of 160 people wanting banners.
Wow.
Well, it just took off. Like, I've never been involved in something that I'm so proud of.
Sure.
And where I've seen such a community endorsement and embracing of a project. People are so proud to see their loved one being recognized in one of our veteran banners. And then we have there's an app that is going with the banner project, and it's ready for like Android phones. You can download it. Mm-hmm. But we have biographies of quite a few of the veterans that we have up on banners. Mm-hmm. So what you can do with this app is take it, scan the poll. There's all the polls have a little sticker on it with one of those QR codes, those little squiggly things, you know. Mm-hmm. And you can scan it once you download the app. I think it's $1.99 to download the app. You can hear the story of that veteran. And Mark, you would not believe the stories we have heard. I didn't grow up in a military family, so I didn't understand the sacrifices that families had made. But doing this project and hearing stories about our veterans, it just enlightened me so much about the sacrifices that these veterans made. It's truly amazing. If you get an opportunity to go downtown and start scanning these polls, the version for iPhones will be ready, I think, by the end of the year. We have an app developer. Mm-hmm. That was a whole new experience, too, in developing apps. We didn't realize how expensive it was to develop an app. So some of the proceeds from the sale of the banner went to build this app. But it's such a cool project. And there have been so many communities that have reached out to us to replicate the program that Abby has taken it now, and that's all she's doing. Mm-hmm. She's bringing the History of Hometown Heroes Veteran Banner Project to different communities. And what's great about that is, like, with the app that is developed, the Community Foundation, we're going to get a portion of the proceeds from those downloads forever. So it's gonna bring a continuous source of revenue into the Community Foundation, and we want to use that revenue to build open a community center that services like young people, elderly, veterans.
Oh, what a great idea.
Yeah, so something that went from doing a fundraiser to help kids go on a service learning trip has turned into this
whole other project.
It's amazing. So I would have never, Abby always had the vision that it would happen. I, at the time, didn't share in that vision, but I wanted to support her. Mm-hmm. And boy, I'm glad I did, because now it's something that is just amazing. And I think we're going to see these veteran banners all across the United States. So,
which I think is awesome. I think it's awesome. And it just goes to show what a great history that Sault Ste. Marie has with people serving in the military. You know, it's just amazing, you know, and there's a lot of history about the military in the Sioux. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah, the stories, you know, we have banners for living World War II veterans. I mean, we have a lot of World War II banners up, but we had 4 living World War II veterans that we had banners for. And one of them, this Russell Hornstraw, he came in and he told us his story. And like he was captured by the Germans and was to be, like, everybody was being executed. And it just happened that his time that particular day, they didn't get executed. And so they were able to steal German soldier uniforms. And they knew enough German, and they were able to escape being executed just by the fact that they were able to steal these German uniforms. The story, it's just amazing.
Right.
To hear what these people went through, our veterans went through, and I'm so glad that we've been able to honor them this way.
Well, it's kind of neat how that whole all evolved, and again, all because of the work that you do there at the Chippewa County Community Foundation.
Yeah. So. Yeah, it just, it snowballed. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I would have never envisioned it to be what it is today, and I'm so glad that Abby came to me with the idea In fact, at this point, she's no longer a YAC advisor because it's taking up all of her time, and we've hired a new YAC advisor. His name is Kyler Reator.
Okay.
And I don't know if you know Kyler, but great, great young man. He's also the harbor master at the City Marina, so he'll do that in the summer and then be the YAC advisor in the school year. And I'm excited to see what he's going to do, if we can ever start meeting with students face-to-face. But I know he's going to do some great things with the students and lead them, and teach them about, like I said, being good citizens, being good stewards of your community.
Right, and I think that's a great great program, too, that YAC program that's that you guys have there, because it does kind of instill in the youth of the community, you know, what it is to be a member and support things in the community like that, because I think that's important to pass that torch on to the next generation to continue that work.
You know, I'm always amazed at our young people today.
Oh, for sure.
And their desire, really, to give back and to volunteer. Like, they like doing it. They want to do it. And I think about back when I was in high school, and, you know, I was probably considered one of the smarty kids, and we never, like, volunteering during my high school years was never something
that Same with me.
I considered. We just, it wasn't part of our culture back then. And with these kids now, it is part of their culture. They truly enjoy doing community service work, and they get a lot of satisfaction out of it. And I couldn't be more proud of the young people we have today. They've taught me a lot.
Sure.
And so if anybody says, oh, these teenagers today, I would challenge that theory that the teens today don't care and only think of themselves, because I've seen the total opposite.
Sure.
I've seen kids really giving of themselves. You know, when we went to the Dominican, we were, it was hot. It was tiring. I mean, we certainly weren't in the
weren't on the beach having a
luxury, you know, it wasn't the vacation part of the Dominican. And these kids worked so hard to build a house. And when I say a house, I'm talking the walls are made out of recycled bottles.
Wow.
It was hard work. We had to sleep with nets around us because of the spiders and the cockroaches. It was not easy. And for me, I was exhausted. But I watched those kids work so hard, and they enjoyed it so much and felt so good about what they did. So I give kudos to our young people.
We're talking to Debbie Jones from the Chippewa County Community Foundation. Again, it's Giving Tuesday, and there's lots of different ways that you can support the Chippewa County Community Foundation and all the good works that they do. Debbie, anything else you want to add, or just, you know, anything else we didn't touch on that you want to
hit? I just encourage you, please go to ChippewaCountyCommunityFoundation.org. Click on the donate button. You'll see all of the different funds that we support. You can either look by area, like if you want to support something with youth, you can click on the little button that is youth related, or if you just want to see a whole list of everything we support, you can click on the A to Z. We have descriptions of all of our funds out there. So I just really encourage everybody, if they could give a donation today to one of our many causes, I'd sincerely appreciate it. The community would appreciate it. And hopefully you have some money left over from all this shopping
weekend. Exactly. And if people want to just get a hold of you to maybe talk about maybe setting up an endowment fund or whatever, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
Well, you could give me a call here, 635-1046, or send an email, cccf@lighthouse.net. Or stop up and see us. Our office is on the second floor of Huntington Bank in Suite 202.
Perfect. Well, Debbie, thanks so much to everything that you do to kind of, I'm amazed at this, and I don't know how unique the Chippewa County Community Foundation is to Sault Ste. Marie as opposed to other communities. I just think it's fantastic that people are able to leave a legacy or work on a big project, which, again, you have all the knowledge and be able to do the paperwork and all the behind-the-scenes stuff to make those things a reality. And I think it's just a great asset here in Sault Ste. Marie, and thanks for all you do for Chippewa County and Sault Ste. Marie.
Well, thank you. And one last shout-out to all our healthcare workers. I just want to thank them. They truly are the heroes here. All of the nurses and doctors and everybody in the support staff at War Memorial Hospital and the health department, you know, in this time of COVID, I just want to thank them and really the work that they're doing. My work seems, you know, pale in comparison to what they're doing. So kudos to everyone out there on the front line with this COVID.
Amen to that, for sure. I know I feel very insignificant compared to some of the things that they're dealing with up there at War Memorial Hospital. So,
yeah. But one thing we were able to do right at the beginning of the COVID is give the hospital a $15,000 grant to buy PPE equipment, which at that time it was hard to come by because everybody was trying to find it. So we were able to help out the hospital and getting the necessary PPE. But again, what we did was nothing compared to what they're doing every day now.
Well, I'm sure that they did appreciate that and continue to appreciate it for sure. So it's a tough time this year. And like you said, hopefully the next we'll be done here in 2021. We'll flip the calendar and hopefully we'll feel like we've just kind of washed all of 2020 away. So
yes, let's hope so.
Well, Debbie, thanks so much for the time. We appreciate it. And anytime you want to be on, you're always welcome, okay?
Thanks, Mark. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Debbie Jones from the Chippewa County Community Foundation joining us this morning.